The Gospel reading is from St. Luke chapter 10. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" St. Paul mentions Luke, one of his co-workers, a few times in his letter to Philemon, in his second letter to Timothy, and in Colossians chapter 4, where he refers to Luke as the beloved physician. There's no good reason to doubt the early church's attribution of the third gospel to Luke, and the Acts of the Apostles as well, since the gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles go together. Luke seems to have been a person of particular sensitivity and gentleness. The picture of Jesus we gain from Luke is correspondingly sensitive and compassionate, with an eye always to the unfortunate and the afflicted. Luke has been described by Dante as the recorder of the tenderness of Christ, and this comes through in a number of ways. Think, for example, of parables which are found only in Luke's Gospel. The Good Samaritan in chapter 10, the prodigal son in chapter 15, the rich man and Lazarus in chapter 16, the Pharisee and the publican in chapter 18, to name just four of them. If we were asked to pick out stories that best summarize the good news of Christianity, I bet we would all include at least the first two of these, the Good Samaritan and the Prodigal Son. But these are found only in Luke's Gospel. In both parables, the turning point is when one human being is moved with compassion at the distress of another and does something to help. The Good Samaritan, unlike the priest and Levite who passed by, is moved with compassion to help the unfortunate man he sees on the Jericho road. The prodigal son is on his way home and is still a good way off when his father sees him, is moved with compassion, and rushes out to embrace him. Luke uses the same Greek word in both places. And he uses it again in telling how Jesus encountered a funeral procession in the town of Nain, that of a man who was the only son of his widowed mother. That's in chapter 7 of Luke's Gospel. And it is typical of Luke to note things which deepen the sadness of situations. The only son, and she a widow. Here, Luke tells us, it is Jesus himself who is moved with compassion and restores the man to life. The miracles recorded only by Luke often have some added reason for compassion. The woman bent over in Luke 13, the man with dropsy in chapter 14, and Zacchaeus the tax collector, too small to see Jesus. These are all afflicted in ways that might well have led to them being laughed at and jeered. Some have suggested that Luke's medical background explains his interest in the details of various conditions. Perhaps it is enough that his sensitivity drew him to relate events which best illustrate the compassion of our Lord. A further illustration of this compassion is in the words from the cross, which Luke records in chapter 23. The first is, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The concern of Jesus for the plight of others remains to the very end. In the same spirit is his assurance to the good thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And his final word is a prayer, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Strangely though, Luke, the recorder of Christ's gentleness, is symbolized traditionally by the bull or the ox. This is the biblical symbol from the book of Revelation chapter 4 that is traditionally assigned to him because his gospel begins with Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, offering incense in the temple at Jerusalem, the place of animal sacrifice. The compassion and tenderness which permeate Luke's gospel may seem very fragile and vulnerable before the powers of this world. But we believe that this kind love, which comes from God, which is God, is stronger than anything in creation. The ox is a symbol of this strength. It is always good to read the Gospel of Luke, to make it our spiritual reading, if only to realize yet again how much our appreciation and love of Jesus of Nazareth have been shaped by what we learn from this gentle physician.